And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. And a cheerful greeting to each and every listener of the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We certainly hope that each of you are well and happy and that things are going well with you in the beginning of the new year. We're pleased to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. Often people make New Year's resolutions, which they hope to observe, and I'd like to present to you a message which I feel is worthy of consideration. And along with this, I hope that in your New Year's resolutions, you're making the kind that would be pleasing to the Lord, and that God will help you to keep them. Now, in doing so, there's one thing you should not forget, and that is to pray. Listen to this song, Do You Think to Pray? The singers are Emmanuel and Marie Mitchell, their daughter Charlene and Cynthia LeCraw.
Do you ever think of Jesus? Jesus died for you one day. Suffered on the cross for sinners. Do you ever think to pray? Do you ever think of Him above, who is watching all?
Yes, indeed, it's necessary that we pray as we go along each day, from time to time, as God would direct and lead us. Listen to this scripture, beginning with Matthew 12:36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So, first of all, then, I would like to remind you that words are not toys. They're powerful things. Did you ever stop to think what great meaning one word could convey to an individual? Take, for instance, the word fire. What do you immediately think of? Well, you would probably think of a building being consumed by flames, or an automobile, or the forest. There's a little expression which says, boys flying kites pull in their white-winged birds. You can't do that when you're flying words. So let me emphasize again that words are not toys. They should be used discreetly and wisely. One word can make a lot of difference in the meaning of a sentence. And I've come to realize this even more as we prepare the broadcast from week to week. We know that we're subject to mistakes, but we endeavor to be accurate in giving out God's Word. I'm real glad that during my first airplane flight on an airliner recently, that no one shouted, "Bomb! Bomb!" I was apprehensive enough without something like that taking place. But do you know that if someone had done such a thing, and it wasn't really true, that they would have been subject to investigation and even a penalty? Of course, the fellow might explain that he was only doing it as a joke. But let me tell you something, friends. That word bomb, B-O-M-B, is more than a joke to an airline official. Did you know why? It might mean the delay of a flight. It could mean the unloading of passengers and luggage and a thorough search of suitcases in the aircraft. And of course, they would rather do that than to have the plane blown to pieces in mid-flight. Now, if words are that powerful, and we know that they are, no wonder the Scripture has said, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." So, as you make your New Year's resolutions, perhaps you'd like to ask the Lord to give you grace to guard your words each moment of the day. Listen to this verse from Proverbs 10:19. "In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise." The power of words is indeed great. Sometimes just a few words of comfort spoken to one in sorrow or trials will stay with them for many years and lighten the load which they're bearing. Here's a verse for that to show how true it is. Proverbs 25:11. "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver." Then again, a few words can often cut deep into the heart, and the wound may never heal, or even at best, it may take years for it to heal. So instead of looking upon words as toys, they should be considered as powerful instruments either for good or bad. One verse of a song says, "Guide my words that they be spoken in such kind and loving way. They may heal a heart that's broken, someone's darkness turn to day." Now, do you realize that your words are an index to the heart and indicate what actions are to be expected? Well, of course, some people never get around to putting into action their words, but at least it shows what is in the heart. One scripture says that from the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. So not only should our words be guided, but also our actions. Listen to another verse of this song. "Guide my actions, O my Father. Guide my soul to heaven sure. Thee I'll follow and no other. Be my guide forevermore." Sometimes the very closest of friends are separated because of a few words spoken out of season. Oh, perhaps they were really not meant to hurt as deeply as they did, but the damage was done nevertheless. Here's another good scripture from Ephesians 5:6. "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." You see, everybody may not be as careful as saints are in the way they use words. Sometimes people use words to really deceive others. Let me illustrate it this way. When Joshua was leading God's people, who were being blessed with victory and driving out and conquering their enemies, there was a certain group from Gibeon who had heard how God was working. They didn't want to be driven out, so they were seeking to make an agreement with Joshua, and they pretended that they were from a long way off. So here's what they did. You can read it in Joshua chapter 9, beginning with verse 4. "They did work wilily, and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses, and wine bottles, old and rent, and bound up, and old shoes, and clotted upon their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy." Now that would be quite a sight to see, wouldn't it? Now, actually, these Hivites did not live as far away as they pretended. But here's the way they presented their story to Joshua. In verses 12 and 13, we find these words. This our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses on the day we came forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is moldy. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they be rent. And these our garments and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. Now, the mistake which was made was the one which happened when the people did not seek counsel from the Lord, that is, God's people, did not inquire of him. So they made an agreement with these Hivites, and it really turned out to be a thorn in their side, so to speak, and gave them much trouble. You see, that old moldy bread and the worn-out shoes, along with a few words of deception, sure worked to deceive and mislead the Lord's people. In 2 Timothy 1:13, we find these words, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." And then in Titus 2:8, "Sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you." So let me remind you once again, friends, when you're using words, you're not playing with toys, you're playing with words which are a powerful thing. They can accomplish much good, or they can bring about great destruction and heartache. Shall we pray? Our gracious Father, help us to guard with great caution the words which we speak. May they be choice words and spoken in such a way that will accomplish thy purpose for our lives and the lives of others. And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, friends, we hope you've enjoyed the message. Will you be with us again next Sunday at this same time on this same station for another broadcast of the Mission Trail? Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you in a very prosperous and a happy new year. Goodbye.